Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pokemon World Tour United. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Alan.
And this is a Q&A slash update thing that we're doing because I said every month after episode 100, and then things got weird on my side, so I haven't been able to do anything, and we're finally recording now. So this is going to come out probably July 1st, sometime around then. And then starting next month, every month until we're done. So... <Yep. laughs> What does that mean for Candle Knights this year? Who knows? We'll see. I asked on Discord for some questions just to do a little, like, you know, catch up, to explain what's going on. Just a little funsy thing that I can edit quick, importantly, because I'm going out of town this weekend. So,
oh, nice. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Cape. It's Ash and I's first anniversary. So we're going to
that's awesome.
The Cape to have a nice little getaway.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be pretty fun. So... should we just jump into the queues, or do we want to, like, we have planned, we did a little planning sesh, so we kind of have a roadmap of the rest of the season. We don't know how many episodes, but, like, a couple. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. We have a vague notion of where it's going to go, but as many things are with Pokemon, RNG is going to be a factor.
Card subject to change.
Yeah.
So I got a list of questions from a bunch of people on the Discord. Let's start off with one from Rhea. If your character could train with one gym leader, Elite Four member, or champion that they have not met, who would they pick? Alan, I guess you can answer any character because you're the rest of them, except...
I'm the rest of them. It's probably going to be Victor.
Yeah, there's some Victor questions in here, too. I was looking earlier.
Oh, yay.
It's one that they didn't meet. When I first read this, I was like, Elite Four that we had from the show, and mm-hmm. my answer would be Belladonna Nightshade, because the idea of Rose having to, like, be a junior trainer for an Elite Four member doesn't really make sense, but her having
into
to be, like...
a goth dommy mommy.
She has to be, like, a goth maid, to earn her stripes, to learn how to... I think that would be very fun. That would be a fun time. Anyone they haven't met, though, I don't know a lot of the
So I'm assuming that's, like, anyone from the games, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Chuck from Gen 2.
Yeah. Because he's just like my dad.
Okay. That would be funny. He's just Cyan, but a little different, huh?
Yeah.
I think Victor would train with Norman just to make him smile. Like, he doesn't care about the training. Biscuit and Victor's ultimate goal is to make Norman smile.
When you say Norman, do you mean Larry or do you mean
Norman? Larry.
Okay.
Because for some reason, I think Norman, the normal trainer, would have been better.
Well, that's from Gen 3.
That's a guy in Gen 3, yeah.
No, I
yeah.
definitely mean Larry, then.
That's your dad in Gen 3, actually. It's the only Pokey dad that has ever been confirmed.
The rest of them died in the war. I think Rose would train with... I'm trying to remember anybody. What's Gen 6 champion... Diana?
Gen 6 is...
Diantha?
Diantha?
Is Diantha?
X and Y, right? It's Diantha. Yeah.
Diantha. Her. Because.
Yes, it is Diantha.
Okay. That's a good name, even though it sounds... because it sounds fake when you say it. It sounds like you're making up a name on the spot, but it is her name. It's also a made-up name. I don't think there's any Dianthas running around.
She's the only character in the games to have the trainer class Grand Duchess.
Yeah, see, that's why I think Rose would be down for that. She would get to be a minor duchess by law, I think. Then from Rhea's bestie, which Pokemon would look best in socks and sandals? Who got the most legs?
Surfetch'd.
Surfetch'd would rock the socks and sandals for sure.
I think sock in socks and sandals would be very funny.
That would be funny. I'm gonna say Ariados for the most amount of socks and sandals for your buck. From Maxine, what does Rose really think about Dirty Mikes? I hope I got the name right. You did. It's Dirty Mikes. And what are Cobalt's biggest regrets?
Those are two very different questions.
Rose loves Dirty Mikes. It's her favorite place to eat in the world.
Why is that even a question?
Now, what do you regret, Cobalt?
Biggest regrets?
What are your biggest regrets?
That would involve me remembering most of the show.
Remember a thing from the show.
Which I don't. super remember a lot of the show. I think Cobalt regrets catching a lot of the Pokemon that
you know
caught.
That understandable, because you don't spend a lot, we don't spend as much time with them as maybe we thought we would,
and an outstanding number of them don't like you.
That's true.
I don't think that's true. I think one of them, maybe two of them, don't like me.
I think
one of them's more playful about it.
Yeah, that Swellow does not seem to care for you.
Okay, Swellow doesn't like me, and Trubbish doesn't like you. Me.
Yeah, hey, someone told me, and I forgot this, that Trubbish did evolve into a Garbodor at some point during the show. Like, we did mention that it evolves. Whoops.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, somebody on Discord doing a re-listen.
Rubber band continuity.
Then Cobalt's biggest regret is evolving Trubbish into Garbodor.
There you go.
From Christina, former guest of the show, Christina Woods. Not a question. Y'all are great. Hi, everyone. Hey, Christina.
Hi, hello. Christina. I need to message you on Discord. Hi.
From Rhea. Could you beat your character in a fight?
God, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to fight a teenage girl. I'm not going to. I'm going to say no, because if she wants to fight me, she's a 16-year-old girl. I'm a 37-year-old man. I can tank whatever she can put out, and I'm not going to hit her back. She's a 16-year-old girl.
I could beat up Cobalt.
I could beat up Cobalt. If I could scooch one over, we could beat up Cobalt.
I mean, I wouldn't do it because Victor is just sweet.
Yeah.
But also, I could just pick him up and throw him
absolutely
into a pool.
Dumpster that little gentleman. Yeah, for sure.
Take Biscuit and run.
There you go. That's the real play. From Maxine, if Biscuit wants to get their hair dyed, what colors would they like?
I have actually thought about this.
Okay.
And I have two ideas. One is kind of a sunset gradient.
Okay.
And the other would be an aurora kind of gradient with like blues and purples and greens.
Okay.
But it would be mostly in the ears and the top of their head.
Nice. That would look very cute. My window is open because it's getting warm. Somebody laughed. They didn't hear, but they laughed at that.
I'm glad.
Good.
Providing entertainment to even those who cannot hear.
I know. It's a gift that we give the world, really. From Rhea, what's your character's boba tea order? I think I've had boba tea exactly one time in my life, and I don't remember what I ordered. So
Cobalt's boba tea order is a Coke.
I think Victor's would be like a Jigglypuff special where it's like peach boba, like peach jelly and boba.
Okay.
And it comes with like a little Jigglypuff cap that you can put on the straw.
Okay. I think Rose's would just be like very complicated because I try to make her regular order, any order of coffee that I can, I try to make it a little bit complicated. So whatever like a complicated boba order would be, it would be that. I like milk tea.
You can determine the amount of sugar. You can determine the amount of ice. You can determine all of that is yours to play with.
Yeah, I feel like she would be like, how many things can I put in there before you seal it? So that, I like milk tea personally. So if I was just like, my order would be like milk tea boba, because I like milk tea a lot. And then from Rhea, also from Bessie, which non-Kanto location would your character most like to hang out? Parentheses, this is a trap meant to turn PWTU into PWT. I think Rose would have fun hanging out in that town in Galar that is all a bunch of roses. Which one is it? Which you played it last year? Winden?
A bunch of roses? Winden.
Winden.
Yes.
Because President Rose like owns the world, the country, right? And
yeah,
so he has a bunch of Rose stuff in that one. I feel like she would get kicked out of that.
Non-Kanto location that Cobalt would like.
So many. Or I'll say Ekritik, because that's my favorite town, is Ekritik.
Yeah, I would say, I want to say Olivine, because it's like a beach town.
Yeah.
There's more of a harbor town, I guess.
It's like a rocky beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Sunny Shore would be cool because it has like the solar panel walkways. And that's also a beach.
I think Victor would go to the big contest town. He's dominated Kanto. Mm-hmm. And he and Biscuit are ready to move onto bigger and brighter contests.
Do the world circuit?
Yeah.
From Raina, which Gen 9 Pokemon would each character add to their roster? Tinkaton, easy, done and done. Rose is putting a Tinkaton on her team.
I'm definitely not Googling Gen 9 Pokemon.
You didn't play Scarlet and Violet?
I did. I just don't remember.
That's fair. No,
Cobalt's going to get a Grafaii easy.
Grafaii. That's a good one.
A Fido.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that tracks.
Nice. Again from Rhea. Regarding Rose and Cobalt, will they? Won't they? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
The world may never know.
There's only one way to find out, and that's by listening to Pokemon World Tour United. from Maxine, if Victor was to come across any wild Pokemon to befriend, what Pokemon do you think would be a good addition to the team slash would get along with Biscuit the most?
Honestly, I kind of want to go back to Fido. Like, I just think the two of them playing together would be so cute.
I think Victor having a team of all the cute dog Pokemon makes a lot of sense.
And have like a Rockruff.
Have a Rockruff. What's the little corgi guy? It's not Bolton. It's the before. Yamper.
Yamper,
yeah.
I think that would
yeah,
make
just
a lot of
little
sense.
Little dogs,
yeah,
all with fun names. Mm-hmm. So like Biscuit, Fido would be Croissant.
That's a good name. Good name for a dog.
Yamper would be Honeycomb.
So you have a Houndour, or is it too scary?
That's too scary.
Well, yeah.
Fair. I think it depends. Scary. I feel like you could queued up a Houndour.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But then it turns into Houndoom, and that's got literal skulls.
That is a Satan.
That is a devil dog. Yes.
Yeah, it's a devil dog. And then also from Maxine, how is Sierra doing? I mean, Shannon's not here, or else you would have said we're not. There's no. There would be a while to do a surprise Shannon in a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of episode 100, she is
especially
chilling.
About 14 minutes in.
Yeah, she is. That would be absolutely cruel to do. But as the end of 100, Sierra's chilling, so I can at least infer that. I don't know how chilling, but
Sierra is avoiding her responsibilities in the best way possible,
And stealing
and the police
and stealing.
I mean, that's so, obvi.
Yeah, live her best life. From Petra, hey, congrats on 100 episodes, gang. Thanks, Petra.
Thank you.
Question, can any of you provide a one-word hint at to what season 2 might entail?
I think we each can do one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we get 3 total words. The only one I can think of gives away a lot of the ghosts. It gives away, like, most of the ghosts. What if I say Scrabble?
Okay.
Scrabble.
I'm gonna say missing no.
Okay.
I'm going to say puppies.
All right. So using those 3 clues, figure out what we're doing next season.
And go.
And then Rhea says, in response to that, can you also provide several follow-up words or even sentences? It's fine if not. Just want to be clear that we're open to any info you want to give. I want it to be a surprise. I have told Benny, because Benny and I hung out weekend before last.
Oh, cool.
At a Ren Fair in Salem, Massachusetts. And
hell yeah. Line,
I was like, here's our idea for season 2, because it's so good, I gotta tell somebody. But it's fun. It's gonna be a fun time. It's not gonna focus on the gyms, I don't think. I don't know if we'll do a single gym. We might for funsies, we'll see. But it's gonna be a real fun, wild time. And Josh knows Johto basically in and out at this point, so...
Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, so we'll be pretty good on that. And then also from Rhea, would you rather battle a single Mudsdale-sized ducklet or 100 ducklet-sized Mudsdale? Strength and health are scaled with size.
The single ducklet, single ducklet would be so much easier than all those little Mudsdales, because all of their defense is going to go up every time you hit them.
And also, if they all use Earthquake at the same time, the world just shatters.
Yeah, or like all using Heavy Slam. Like, a Mudsdale is like 2,000 pounds. If you scale it down, you're looking at like a 400 pounds little guy. That's more than me. And 100 of them, I'm dead. And also,
whereas with a ducklet, you
just
zap it with electricity and it go by.
Yeah. Yeah. I just rub your feet on the carpet and poke at it and you'll be fine.
Don't even have to use a Pokemon, really.
No. From Jackie, what are some character concepts you might want to play but don't realistically see happening?
One of my original season 2 ideas, which I think I can talk about because I went with a different character was, I don't even remember what his name was, but he didn't want to go through the gym journey and like join or become a champion or anything. He wanted to become a gym leader.
Okay.
I feel like that would be interesting to figure out like what the politics of that are in universe, like, yeah, like how that did, works at all.
Yeah.
But
where I kind of landed with my character is different from this, but this is where she started, and that was that she was going to be like Gold's little sister and trying to like live up to that potential, and I think that could be pretty fun. That is sort of a little bit Rose, but in a different way, so I didn't end up going that way, or I'm not going to end up, we haven't recorded anything for season two yet.
Right.
but I'm not going to end up going that way. But I think having another legacy character that is like interesting to me. I like legacy characters in comics and stuff, so I think that would be interesting. I don't know. I think there's a lot of good ideas for Pokemon characters that I have thought of in the past and just don't have ready in the front of my brain at this point.
Yeah.
I literally play anything, so...
Yeah, you're everybody else, so...
yeah, you can... I get to go nuts.
You can do whatever you want. From Big Five, what are your favorite and least favorite parts of the PTU system?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is so easy for me. My favorite part is the skills. My least favorite part is the rest of it.
Agreed.
Is using the rest of the system. But the skills, I think, are so well done. They make perfect sense to me.
My favorite part is that it was a catalyst into getting the show going. My least favorite part is using it.
Yeah. I think, season two, I don't think it would be a shock to say we are probably not going to use PTU again.
Yeah.
Does that mean this will stop being Pokemon World Tour United and be Pokemon World Tour something else? I don't know. Stay tuned.
Probably not.
it'll probably still be United, unless I can think of a good U word, because I have been thinking about it being Pokemon World Tour U something that's not United as a, but
I just got to Unlimited, but I just went Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah. Pokemon World Tour Untied.
Untied. Oh, damn. There was a shirt that from Hot Topic back in the mid 2000s that said Dyslexics of the World Untie. And I found out I was dyslexic from that shirt because I was like, how does that? It just says Dyslexics of the World Unite. What is that? What's the joke? What am I missing? And all my friends are like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, really look at it. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, oh, okay, beans.
Damn, there's my diagnosis.
But yeah, like Pokemon World Tour, and I'm going to bleep this. Could that be
Good one.
Maybe. So if we don't do that, we're going to use a different system. We got to shop around. People have been talking about Pokemans, which is a terrible name, but apparently it's a pretty good system.
Please send them to me if you find them. You can. I'm horrid. At Discord. But please, if you find something or you have a suggestion, I would love to see it on Discord because I do not have any other forms of social media because it would kill me. So
fair. I'm getting close.
I every time I think I can do it, there's part of my brain that's like, you do need some short form dopamine right now. And
YouTube Shorts is the closest that I get.
Yeah, send Alan YouTube some YouTube shorts of different Pokemon.
Different Pokemon systems, yeah.
But even on Blue Sky, I'm just like, I don't know about this.
The problem with Blue Sky is that it, like, everything bad people on Twitter say about it is true, and I can't really defend it about that. Like, it is a woke scold place. Like, everyone's mad at everyone else for not being woke enough or like, not being, like, perfect people, and like that's like a lot of the anytime discourse gets around to me, I'm like, why are we arguing about this stuff? The world's on fire. There's a lot more things to be mad about.
There's a lot more pressing things.
It doesn't have an algorithm, which is nice. They can't trick you into doing that. I treat Twitter as basically a phone cigarette at this point, where it's like, I know it's bad for me. That's it. I know it's bad for me.
That's the end of the sentence.
I know that it is. From Tanner, we got a couple. Between Rose and Cobalt, who's more likely to drag the other to a movie because it looks real bad?
Ooh.
Rose, because Cobalt would think that the bad movie looked good.
That's true. I think that's true. Is based on taste alone, Rose would go, yes, I want to watch the bad movie. And Cobalt would be like, I think that looks like a good movie.
It looks like a good movie, actually. And then Rose rethinks her position.
If you could send a message to yourself just before starting all this, what advice would you give yourself?
Buckle up, baby.
Kill. No. I don't think I can put that on a podcast.
You are going to go through some of the best and worst years of your life, and you are going to make incredible friends through this show that will be there to support you. Look for the helpers.
I don't know. I have a weird feeling about causality in the past. And then I think everything that happened had to happen the way that it did for me to get here. And I don't want to change here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if I could, I would probably say something like, it's going to be great. Don't worry. Don't be nervous. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be great.
Yeah. You'll end up okay.
Yeah.
Also, maybe give them the lotto numbers.
Yeah, like a lotto number, yeah. or be like,
yeah, here's a sports almanac.
You should watch out for 2020. It's going to be bad. It's going
to
be a
look
rough
into
time.
Moving to the UK or Canada.
I would say tell Obama not to make fun of Trump at the at that presidential,
yep.
the meet the press thing or whatever the hell it was.
The press dinner, yeah.
Correspondence dinner. Like, yeah, don't because that's the first domino, unfortunately. Yep. So tell him. Get word to the president to not do that, please. It might be too late by 2016. Might be too late. Who knows?
Who knows?
And finally from Tanner, what Pokemon playground rumor that your character... What's a Pokemon playground rumor that your character would believe if they heard about it?
Mew under the truck. And then Victor would try to find that truck.
Yeah.
Because... he lives in the world where he could go to Vermilion City and try to find that truck.
You could walk there. Yeah. I mean, my favorite one is that if you get in Pokemon Red, if you get 5 Moltres in an Eevee and give it a Leaf Stone, it'll turn into Leafeon in Pokemon Red. And that's obviously not true. And also very stupid. Why would you need 5 Moltres? That doesn't make any sense, Jake, you dumb 10-year-old.
For the light.
For the, because of fire is opposite of leaves? Like, what is it even?
For the photosynthesis?
You're just dumping so much light into it that it explodes into leaves.
Maybe it's that. I think maybe finding Yoshi. I think
I think if somebody told Cobalt, hey, Bill has a secret garden behind his house with a bunch of rare Pokemon in it.
Oh, yeah.
Cobalt would definitely believe that and try to get into it.
For sure.
Even though there was literally just a mountain right behind his house.
I mean, it's a facade of a mountain. The garden is behind it, obviously.
Obviously. You just have to dig in exactly the right spot, exactly the right amount of times.
Yeah, no matter how many times it sends you back to the Pokemon Center, you got to keep going. Because one of these times it'll work, I promise. And then the last one from Justin. What are some plans and ideas you had for the first 100 episodes that changed along the way or decided not to do for whatever reason?
I don't remember.
Great question. Did we have any plans? Did we?
I did.
Did you? I guess this is mostly an Alan question.
I had some side questy type things that I kind of wanted to do. I know Jake will remember this. When we first started playing, I submitted like a bunch of episode titles. And, like, in my head, I knew exactly what was going to happen in each episode. And Jake was finally like, or we could play the game organically.
Yeah.
And see what happens. Spoiler alert, that was the correct thing to do.
I don't remember any episode titles. What if we look at them again and use them for season 2 so I don't have to make up titles?
That's getting hard. We'll work us around them.
Yeah.
But it was a way that I was trying to outline how things were going to go. And I know that a lot of that got abandoned and just dropped because it either never came up or it wasn't as cool or important as I thought it was.
There's also stuff that famously we had to redo at least 2 bits. The Lost Woods where we went to the Lost or the regular woods where we went to the Lost Woods and then the part in Mount Moon where we went into like the deep cave in Mount Moon were sort of last minute additions that changed how things work because episode audio got weird or something. We had to re-record. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we have an opportunity now.
Those I think made for some of the strongest episodes. The oopsie doodles. What would, now that we know kind of the direction, how do we tweak it into something more interesting?
Yeah. And also, it's like it like, especially the Lost Woods part was where it's like we can move outside the map, but we can do stuff that's not just like in Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I think that really helped like figure out the show, like how that worked.
Also, all of the maps I created were literally the maps from the game. And I took great pride and great effort to make those maps.
Which were helpful, but then at the same time, it's like we have our whole imaginations. We can push this thing way far.
We stopped using those maps very quickly.
Yeah. What are you gonna say, Josh?
I was gonna say a lot of it for me is just like I know Alan would come into an episode with the idea of like beats we were gonna hit as we went through it, because that is the way that we made a story happen. But like, I didn't have any knowledge of that stuff coming into each episode, so all of Cobalt's backstory and stuff, a lot of it is just something I said in the heat of the moment, just like on the fly.
Yeah.
But there's stuff like his knowledge of poisons that never came up outside of the episode it was relevant in.
Mm-hmm. I think it came up when you got the Trubbish. It might have come up. Yeah, I think
we called back to it for that. Yeah. But, you know, there's just like a bunch of little stuff like that I feel like got kind of left on the cutting room floor as the story kind of developed more into what it became.
Yeah. I think like I like the gym challenge stuff, and I think the fact that we like got like guests and like patrons to be guests and stuff. We said specific, and there's also like the trial captains and the gym stuff. Like specifically for that, I think it like led the story a little bit. Like we had to like hit them so we can like, you know, have these people on, and also so we can do like these things. But I think that sort of focused the show in a way where it was like it's going to be mostly about gym Pokemon stuff, and then we'll have like the other like the rocket stuff and the birds and whatnot. But like I mean, because like if we didn't, like Rose being a little bit psychic might have gone farther. There might have been more to that, because that's based on the fact that when we were playing the game correctly and we picked like trainer classes, one of them is psychic, and I was like, what if I picked that? What then? What do we do then? The answer is, well, she's a little bit psychic, and I can bring it up whenever I need to fudge some stuff.
Or know something I'm not supposed to.
Yeah. I don't know if I can remember any other big plans that we didn't get to.
Look, this might just be me not really remembering.
Yeah, I mean, look, we took, like, several years off in a sense, so, like, even if it wasn't, it's fair.
Did the trial captain stuff, did that pan out into being anything? Or did we just do a couple trials and then just kind of went back to league stuff?
I mean, I think we did some trials and went back to league stuff. But it basically was looking at the amount of patrons that we had that were in the gym leader tier versus the amount of gyms that we would have had. And I went, well, we need to do something about this. And for season two, I'll tell you right now, like, we'll probably have guests on, you know, we'll do the same thing. We'll have, but there's, you're just like a character in the world for an episode. Like, that's all that it has to be. You don't have to specifically make a gym or anything, because that is a lot. That's, you know, and that would focus it in a way that I don't think, you know, I think worked out really well. Cause like, if you listen to episode 100, we had like a pretty kick-ass group of guests, but it's still like, I think the trial captain stuff hasn't landed because we also again took like several years off outside of Christmas episodes, and you know canine episodes, and I mean maybe we'll land maybe we should put that on the docket of what things to remember
things to land.
I don't know if any, I can't remember if there's anything else that we planned that didn't come to fruition,
not that I can think of specifically.
Because the only stuff I had, like, planned was that, like, Bango was stolen. And that's it. I mean, that's, and we nailed
and
that.
And you knew that Bango was going to evolve from the Firestone at a very, like, dramatic moment.
Yeah, we had that plan for a while of it, like, him going into the bag to get a Firestone to evolve to become stronger. And we didn't know when it would land, and then it did during the Mewtwo stuff. But yeah, that's the last question. That's all the questions we got. Cool. So, all
right.
That's all the questions. Okay. I saw a new new something on Discord. It was not a question though.
Well, beans.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next month because we're gonna be better about it, and hopefully nothing too stressful will happen on either of our ends. Any of our ends? There's three people here. That's more than two ends, and either is two.
Yes.
And we'll get back, and I don't know how many episodes we got left, but we are in the
end. We are very much in the end game.
For sure in the end game. And I think In true PWTU fashion, how it actually ends, we have no idea how that will go yet. We have not planned the end of the show. We just know what the next couple steps are for us to get to the end. So that'll still be fun and spontaneous. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of saying not planned, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been Jake.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Alan.
Smell you later.
How do we end this?
Smell you later.
Smell you later.
It's also smell you later. All right. 3, 2, 1.